A new survey by Pew Research Center finds 9 in 10 American adults plan to celebrate Christmas, but the way in which they celebrate appears to be changing. Joining me to discuss the findings is Research Associate Elizabeth Shupek. Elizabeth, you found the role of religion in Christmas celebrations declining compared to just a few years ago. How so?
One of the things that we did find, it was a new question that we asked this year to find out how people felt the religious aspects of Christmas, how much they were emphasized compared to in the past. And what we found is that a slim majority of Americans think that, in general, the religious aspects of Christmas are emphasized less now than they are in the past. But the most striking thing about this finding is that even though a majority say religion is emphasized less now, not as many people say that they are bothered by it. It's about a third say that this bothers them a lot or bothers them some.
What did you find in terms of those who celebrate it as a religious holiday versus a cultural holiday and combining both?
About 46% of Americans say that they celebrate Christmas as more of a religious holiday, and 9% celebrate it as both religious and cultural. About 55%, so about half there, and that about a third say that they celebrate it as more of a cultural holiday. That's in 2017, and in 2013, you had a slightly higher share saying that they celebrate it as more of a religious holiday. You had about half saying that that was kind of their sole way of celebrating it, and 7% saying that it was both religious and cultural, though the share that say only it's more of a cultural holiday, that has not changed much over the past 4 years.
Do you find generational differences when it comes to who celebrates it different ways?
Absolutely. And the generational story here is one of the very interesting findings, kind of a step down from these top-level findings, but a very interesting analysis, because we do see that among millennials, among this youngest generation, fully 44% say they celebrate Christmas as more of a cultural holiday. So more millennials are more likely to say that they celebrate it as a cultural holiday than to say they celebrate as a religious holiday.
You also found what you call a noticeable decline in the percentage of American adults who say they believe biblical elements of the Christmas story reflect actual historical events. So what are you talking about there, and what kind of a drop?
This is one of the other big findings that I thought was very interesting. And I don't want to overstate it, because we do still see that majorities of Americans believe in each of these four elements that we asked about, that Jesus was born to a virgin, that he was laid in a manger, that wise men were guided by a star and brought Jesus gifts, and that an angel of the Lord announced the birth of Jesus to shepherds. We do still see that majorities believe each of these, and that 57%, so a majority, believe all four of them reflect historical events. But that is also a decline. So it's an 8-point decline in the share who say they believe all four of these. It was a 65% in 2014. And so while a lot of people do still believe, these are shrinking majorities here. And it's very interesting that, these declines, that 6, 7, 8-point declines that have happened over just the past 3 years.
Are the declines coming just because of millennials, or is it political, or what's going on?
A lot of people would think that they are concentrated solely among those who are religiously unaffiliated, those who identify as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. And that does explain some of the decline. Those who identify as religiously unaffiliated are much less likely today than 3 years ago to say they believe in each of these things. There have been about 9, 10-point declines on each measure, sometimes more. But the decline is also among Christians as well. And you can see that it's smaller. It's about 5 or 6 points on each question, but they are still noticeable and they are still significant. So it's kind of across the board. I do think the one thing that I did find striking is this idea of how you prefer to be greeted during the holidays. And I think to me that was one of the most striking findings, is that there is always this question about, do you prefer Merry Christmas? Do you prefer Happy Holidays? Is this something that is really on people's radar? And to find fully half saying that it just doesn't matter, and the shift in temperament on that question, because we asked that in 2005 and again in 2012. And when we asked it then, people were pretty split on saying they preferred Merry Christmas. You had higher shares saying they preferred Merry Christmas. So I think it's interesting from a trend perspective to see how public opinion has changed on that, that about 43% and 42% said they preferred Merry Christmas as recently as 2012. And today you see fully half saying it really does not matter. This is not something that is, you know, very, very important to people.
Well, I'm not really sure how to end this interview, whether to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. So I don't want to put you on the spot, so I'll keep it super professional. I'll just say thank you very much for your time, Elizabeth Supek, Research Associate at Pew Research Center. Thank you.
Thank you so much.